You're with SBS Radio.
The ongoing march of the COVID-19 Delta variant is challenging countries around the world in very different ways. In Nigeria, around 19,000 doctors are on strike for the fourth time since the start of the pandemic, with some of them complaining they haven't been paid in months. The stoppage has left government-run hospitals and COVID-19 treatment centres short of staff amid an avalanche of new COVID-19 cases blamed on the Delta variant. Nigerian media are reporting that patients, some with COVID-19 symptoms, are being turned away at short-staffed hospitals. The strike doesn't affect specialist doctors or nurses, but resident doctors who comprise most healthcare workers at government hospitals in the country. Dr. Babajide Aremo is a senior resident doctor and gynecologist.
This strike is a different kind of strike. Most other strikes that will go on, we leave those who cover the isolation centres to work. But this is different. Even those that work in the COVID isolation centres have been withdrawn. Their services have been withdrawn.
In her third trimester of pregnancy, Jennifer Odiaze says she was sent home.
I came here for my routine check, and there is no doctor to see us. We've been here since 7 o'clock a.m. Nobody, just the nurses. So the matron had to even call the doctors to ask if any of them would be coming. But there was no positive response, so they asked us to go back. It's very terrible.
Nigeria's health minister says he's committed to getting the resident doctors back to work, but says their demands are issues to be solved by state governments and not his ministry. In Lithuania, around 5,000 people rallied outside the parliament to protest against new COVID-19 health passes. Lithuanians will soon need the passes to enter cafes, shops, public transport and other venues. The government in Vilnius plans to impose further restrictions in mid-September. That could also mean that those who get infected without vaccination may lose access to free medical treatment. Some of the protesters say the measures are draconian and an echo of dark days in the past.
Our government wants to adopt such laws that were adopted by Hitler in the 1930s. Certain group of people will not be able to get on the bus, go to the shop, or go on vacation. This is segregation, and we all know how it ended in 1944.
Lithuania has seen its infection rate continue to rise for the third consecutive week, and official figures show less than half of the population have received at least one vaccine dose. In the United States, the number of children contracting COVID-19 has increased fivefold since the end of June. A report from the American Academy of Pediatrics says there's been an 84% increase in August alone. Dr. Emily Landon is an infectious disease specialist at the University of Chicago Medicine. She says the Delta variant's so contagious that more unvaccinated people are going to get it, and that includes children.
Everyone under the age of 12 is not yet eligible for vaccine, but they sometimes are operating in communities where all of the adults are vaccinated and maybe tugging their children along with them to places that may not be safe for unvaccinated kids. And then there are communities where vaccination just isn't very prevalent, and parents may be underestimating the risk of their kids getting COVID.
To Israel, where Prime Minister Naftali Bennett says his country's latest vaccination drive has been a great success. For 2 weeks, authorities have been offering coronavirus vaccine boosters to people over 60 who've already been vaccinated. Mr. Bennett says almost half of the population targeted for the booster jab have received it so far.
The state of Israel is currently the only country in the world that offers its adults the option of a supplementary third vaccine. The vaccines are safe, the vaccines are effective. Anyone who has not yet been vaccinated, get vaccinated now. It saves your life. With God's help, we will all together continue the campaign to hold back the Delta epidemic.
On Monday, Israel reported more than 6,000 new coronavirus infections, the highest daily increase since February. Authorities have strengthened travel restrictions and restored mask mandates for indoor settings. More than 85% of Israel's adult population has been fully vaccinated. Meanwhile, Germany is targeting young people for vaccination. In the country's capital, a new strategy called A Long Night of Vaccination, launched at a nightclub, reopened especially for the event. Young people in Berlin queued up to be vaccinated, surrounded by techno music and throbbing disco lights. Dilek Kelechi is Berlin's health senator.
Every vaccination counts. Our vaccination campaign has been able to protect the elderly well. It went great in Berlin, but we need vaccinations in the entire country, and we want to reach young people to get vaccinated. I've personally written to all 18 to 30-year-olds, urging them to get vaccinated. And what we're doing here is an offer for young people. It fits Berlin. Great atmosphere.
Tom Relke is a Berlin resident.
I think it was interesting opportunity to get the vaccine finally, because I was kind of like, you know, long waiting, and then now I realize that it's about time. Yeah, and like the party, I'm not really interested in that much, but it's just, I thought it may be quite easy to come here and just get it.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Nikki Canning, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.